Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. April 22, 2023. The Power of the Common Prayer. Comment. Victoria writes, "We gathered for prayer, 1,000 women from all over the world. We speak different languages, we are of different religions, faiths, and skin colors. But today, everyone had one request. Suddenly I felt, and this has never happened to me before, that we are one woman. I also felt that the Creator is here. Is it possible, or does it just seem to me?" My response: this is absolutely so. Not even it seems and not maybe, but this is how it is. Any person who will participate in this, and especially 1,000 women, when they ask the upper force completely unaware of how and what they are turning to but they want to, with their desire, they can open the heavens. This is what war exists for, to show us what we have to do in order to defeat these terrible conditions that nature gives us. Question: and this is what women must do, connect as one woman? Answer: yes. And men should do the same, connect as one man. Question: is it correct that these states come and go? Is this how it should be? Answer: of course. They come gradually, in waves, until we accumulate a certain number of requests and appeals, and turn them all to the Creator. Then it will work out. Question: Victoria also writes, "I felt that the Creator is here." What is it like when a person feels that the Creator is here? Is this an illusion? Answer: no, what she felt was correct. Comment: but a person does not know what the Creator is. My response: it does not matter at all. Gradually, one will know. Just like everything else in our world. We do not know, and suddenly it begins to appear. Then we begin to get used to it, attract it, bring it closer, and that is it. This is how we begin to get acquainted with this phenomenon. Question: the true feeling when a person can say that the Creator is here is the feeling of the Creator's qualities? Answer: yes, when he enters a person. There is a certain glow, a feel that appears in people. This is the appearance of the Creator to the people. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, March 10, 2022. How to Diffuse Evil Energy. Comment: Sevens writes, "Hello. What if there is hatred on both sides, on your side and on the opponent's side? And if you show love for the other side, then they will take advantage of you. What should I do?" My response: or maybe they will not. In fact, when you show love, it's somehow disarming. What can this opponent do and what can he give? And then there is already some kind of confusion. You should try it. Question: so you think that if in spite of everything one directs love to another, it can disarm? Answer: we need to choose the right moment, and we need to first check with whom and how to show it. It is not necessary that you get the right reverse attitude from the other. But in general, this is a good technique. Question: so you have to be careful, but you should use this technique? Sooner or later, do you think it will be the main method of humanity? Answer: yes. Question: why? Answer: because love disarms and deprives others as well as yourself of the evil energy. Question: why can't we do it today? We really want to and cannot. Answer: we are not accustomed to this. This should be included in the methods of upbringing. I had a very interesting case in my youth. I bullied one girl and brought my fist to her nose. She kissed it and it shocked me. I still can't forget about it. It was 65 to 70 years ago. Imagine. And to this day, when I remember it, I feel how unexpected it was for me and how it simply disarmed me. I didn't know what to do. I stood as confused as if a tub of dirt had been poured on me. I felt who I was. This is terrible. And such a simple action without words, without anything. The state is terrible. Comment: it is terrible, but it seems necessary. and it remains in a person for the rest of his life? My response, yes, it is in me. It comes back to my memories. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, March 10, 2022. You have to go consciously to the end of the world. Question, Irma asks, why is the feeling of the end of the world so sweet, that it is here on the doorstep? Answer, for her, the end of the world is the end of suffering, confusion, disappointment, all sorts of obstacles, resistances, everything. Many people would like to die quietly, peacefully. Let me just forget and sleep. Question, leave me finally alone. And that is why the feeling of the end of the world is sweet? Answer, yes. Question, and what of it? How to emerge out of this sweetness or what to do? Answer, there is no end of the world at all. There is a transition from this state, which we call our world, to the next state, to another world, to the next degree, to another universe. Here we go to another world. Question, does this sweet sensation give us something? Does it encourage us to do something? Answer, of course. We have nothing to be afraid of. We just need to move toward it consciously. Question, go to the end of the world? Answer, yes. This egoistic world of ours must end. And instead of it, there will be an altruistic world, a connection above our egoism. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, March 10, 2022. Black box. In the news, Daily Mail, Earth is getting its own black box that will track climate change and other man-made perils, and potentially document civilization's downfall. Built to outlive us all, the 32-foot-long indestructible steel monolith, based in Tasmania, Australia, will be filled with hard drives documenting an unbiased account of the events that lead to the demise of the planet. It will capture scientific data on temperature, sea levels, atmospheric CO2 and many more metrics to provide a document of how humanity failed to avoid a climate disaster. Researchers see it as akin to a black box in aviation, which records the performance and condition of an aircraft to provide vital information in case of accidents. Comment, it feels like we're on a plane, we are flying, and the black box is recording something, and we already are starting to crash. My response, and we want to send a telegram to Earth. Question, yes, and we want to send a telegram, look, this is how we are living and you can't live like this. How would you decode this? Answer, it causes an apocalyptic state. That is, I know in advance that we will die, that we will not exist. Not just me, but the whole civilization, everything. And in this case maybe we will not leave something even for the grandchildren, because they will not be there, but for someone there. Some humanoids will land on our Earth, dig up our black box, look at it and say, A. Comment, but it says here that this is our future civilization, in the future someone will still remain after this downfall. My response, and what's next? What will they see? What kind of idiots we were? Question, will they draw any conclusions from these mistakes? Answer, to do this, we need to tell them about the essence of our life, about the forces that control us, and why we cannot make a normal society out of ourselves. After all, everything depends only on us. Why can't we bring ourselves to normal relationships, mutual support, communication, and so on? It is only because of this, it is because of our inability to unite together, although no one is stopping us, except ourselves, we cannot create a normal civilization. Question, should they understand that this is the only reason we died? Answer, it is because we couldn't cope with ourselves. Yes, it's generally terrible to tell some future generation who we are, what we have come to what level we have developed, that we know about our future demise and can't do anything about it. And at the same time we are proud of what we have in our hands, what bombs, what sciences, and so on. But in fact we can't use anything for the real good of people, only to everyone's detriment. Question: I don't even want to say that this civilization will perish. And will the people of the future understand this? Will they understand it themselves, or do we have to transmit it to them now? Answer: it won't help. Question: so they have to come to this by themselves? Answer: of course. I wouldn't do that at all. I wouldn't leave this black box. I would still try to bring people to the fact that they are in a dead-end development. We must use ourselves to the end in order to raise humanity to the next level of correct, kind cooperation. Question: in your opinion, does such a recorder not give anything to the future generation? Will it give us nothing? Answer: no. Even today we find all sorts of cave writings and the Qumran records from the Dead Sea in which they recorded that we are the last generation here and there will be nothing more, and so on. So what? Question: nothing. What conclusion can be drawn? Don't leave any boxes, do you think? Answer: do not leave anything, but do everything now. Humanity must understand that the future is in our hands in any case. We can change it, and it depends on us. Only on us. Question: if now I will advance to this future, as you say, of good relations and connections, and so on, will I see and feel it all now? Answer: yes. Question: no death and after death? Answer: nothing at all. To rise above our animal life and death to the level of immortality. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, December 9, 2021.